This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
While home ownership has been on the decrease in recent years, it's still considered to be an integral part of Australian life. Whether you'll buy an established house or build a new one, property experts say both options have their advantages. Stephanie Skiberis and her husband moved into their first house last year. They decided to have the house built in the suburb of Donnybrook, 32 kilometres from the Melbourne CBD.
We decided to build because obviously the land in the already established areas was quite small, and moving further out of the suburbs, the land size is a lot bigger. And also we got to build the house that we wanted.
She says that if she had to do it again, she would still decide to build a new house over buying an established house.
Definitely would build again. You do tend to save a lot on stamp duty, and you do get that opportunity to build the exact design you want, make changes to the property if you'd like to, pick your own colouring, etc.
Victor Kalinowski is founder and mortgage broker at Black in Brisbane. He says that one of the main advantages of building a new house is that you can decide exactly how it will look.
Being able to design it exactly how you want, you know, choosing the tiles, the kitchen appliances, having the setup, and customising that, you know, if you want bigger bedroom, you know, where you want doorways, all that kind of stuff.
If you want to buy an established house, it might be harder to find the exact configuration you want, especially if you're looking for a big house with several rooms. There are a lot of decisions to take in a short amount of time when you build a new house. There are colours, materials, configuration, etc.
Some clients find it really hard to visualise something. They find it really hard to go, what would this type of house look like on my block of land? They will go to a lot of display homes and they look at a lot of, you know, stuff online and pictures and magazines and all that kind of stuff. But they still find it really sort of challenging to be able to visualise how it will all fit in and what choices to make.
Peter Koulizos is a property lecturer and author. He says one of the advantages of new homes is how energy efficient they are.
Generally, new homes are more energy efficient, so it will cost less to heat and cool. Repair bills are generally lower for new homes because things are relatively new. Modern floor plans and designs can be very popular, and many people want new, just like people want a new car instead of a second-hand car. Many people want new.
But he also adds that a big disadvantage of building a new house is how long the whole process takes. Once you buy the land, you might not be able to build right away, and the building process itself is long.
The building or the construction process may be extended. And the other thing is, like, you know, I talk to a number of people who move into new homes, and it's the connection of the services. You know, you have to connect up with the telephone people, you have to connect up with the electricity people, you have to connect up with the gas people. Whereas when you buy an established place, this is already done for you.
So buying an existing home is usually an easier and quicker process. Another major thing to take into consideration is where you want to live. If you want a house in an area close to the city, you'll probably have to buy an established house. You generally have to go further from city centres in new estates if you want to build.
The other positive about buying established is you know what the surrounding facilities and other homes are like. You know where the community centre is, where the places of worship are, where the shopping centres are. But when you buy in a new estate, you don't know. Just because the developer says, oh, this is a proposed gymnasium or recreation hall, doesn't mean that that's what's going to be erected there. Because if the developer falls on hard times, they might decide to do something else with that particular block of land.
The cost of building new or buying established is also something to consider. You will save money on stamp duty when building a new house, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's always the cheaper option. The overall cost will depend on the house you want and the location where you want it. It's a good idea to sit down and estimate and compare the costs before making a decision. Try to think ahead and include costs of things like future renovations or having to keep paying rent if construction takes longer than expected. Victor Kalinowski says you should also think about how long you want to stay in that house. Is it your forever home, or is it a house you're planning on selling to upgrade later?
You know, buy a home and you're thinking, you know, in a year's time I'm going to sell it. and move somewhere else or upgrade to a bigger home, then going through the whole building process, I mean, is it really worth it for that period of time? Whereas if you said, hey, look, you know, it's going to be, I'm thinking of spending the next 15 or 20 years in this home. We're going to have, you know, I've got kids and I want them to grow up and go to primary school and high school, you know, and university from here. That's potentially going to mean it's more worth it than someone who said, oh, look, you know, in 12 months, I'm going to move overseas.
When you start thinking about owning a house, ask yourself a few questions. How long are you planning on staying there? Where do you want to live? What kind of house do you want? What can you afford? And do you want to upgrade to a nicer house later on? Once you've answered these questions, it should help you decide what the best option is for you. Feature prepared by Audrey Bouget, and for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.